Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. If it wasn't already known, it is confirmed as of about 5:45 that Bill's horn on his truck still works very well. I apologize to anybody that may have been woken up at about 5:45 by a certain amount of honking.
Who are you honking at?
Me. It's Bill's tradition. He likes to honk.
He'd already walked across the street and at the embassy and was heading due south.
Yep. And to the station.
And that's what
innocently, by the way.
And I laid on the horn a long ways back. I just made the turn and got the horn going. And then as Jake was walking down past the intersection, he did the slow turn over the left shoulder.
Yeah, like this.
Turn. That right there, I got that turn right there.
He knew who it was.
I knew exactly who it was.
Question.
Yeah, we thought he would check it anyway.
When he turns right off of Q Street to 11, then I could be a block ahead. He's looking for me.
Oh,
better honk.
There he is.
I thought, first of all, I thought he was here earlier than that.
No.
Typically?
That's 5:45.
Usually, I'm here earlier.
Bill usually beats me.
That was my second.
Yeah, I'm usually here earlier.
Connor is.
Why are you guys so late? Are you guys not enthused?
Mr. 5:58. Yeah, we're late over here.
It's easy.
Are you unenthused about the show now?
We are fully enthused.
Yeah, very enthused. Yes.
Oh, I got news. Play.
Is this breaking news?
This
here?
Is radio.
Breaking,
radio.
Breaking.
News.
Okay.
News
what do you
radio.
Got?
Breaking news at 6:03 a.m. This might be a record. What do you got for us, Sip?
It's not like huge news, but it's pretty big. And it's radio. Oh, no, we're doing radio tradio tomorrow.
Yeah, for Bill's Thrills. Yeah. Yes.
And that'll be at
7:35-ish.
Yes. Okay, so we have our first contestant. I mean, the first person. Missing Tooth Greg will have skis.
Okay. Snow skis?
Snow skis.
Wow. Okay.
I'm here.
You'd like to trade
with
those?
Yes. He's seeking something, but I'm not going to say what that is. He'll say it tomorrow. But he'll have other items too.
He mentioned. Will he be bringing them down to the station?
Yeah, he's bringing he's bringing the skis here before the show.
Thank you. Is any other breakers can bring their tradable goods down to the station? That'd be great if we could fill the place up and make it kind of a thrift shop also.
Right.
Yes.
That's a good idea. No,
but make sure you take it before you leave if nobody buys or trades with you.
No, it stays here.
Oh, I don't know.
It stays here. We
find
just
me a spot to store that.
We got pickups.
I'm pushing back on
pickups.
That one.
We got pickups.
We have enough
we can
stuff
put it in our
place.
Pickup and take it to our garage.
Okay,
yes,
that's fine.
Will.
Yeah. Or Trixie's garage.
I'll send everything to Trixie's garage.
Oh, God, she's killing me.
She's doing work in there.
I haven't gotten over the fact she rejected the ducks. We're not built for that. I'm like, I think you probably are, but...
No, don't go
You brought
there
them to the house, and she said no, right?
Oh, she was upset.
Well, it wasn't rejection before that. It was like she had brought Pablo and Cruz.
It's a tough conversation.
You brought Pablo
and
Cruz
really
to
upset.
The house.
Yeah, because they're not. They have web feet. She said, you don't understand. We got to put them in a pool or something. You know what I mean? Anyway, the web feet were a problem. But anyway,
You know, ducks don't have to just walk around in water. They're on land
They get
all
sent
the
to
time.
A farm.
Yeah, they got sent to...
They were in the water the whole time at the farm.
Well,
in Syracuse.
I'm not sure. But anyway, Radio Tradio is off to a good start. Now, say again, 7:35.
7:35-ish. So, 7:40.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
Yes. We'll be working the phone lines. We'll be working the text line. And then hopefully some other breakers bring in some live tradable... goods.
Right. Those skis, by the way, are ready. I mean, if Greg was going to go skiing, he would use them. They're not
antique-ish.
No, they're not antique-ish, and they're not faulty. They're not old you know, rusted skis. They're ready to roll. If he was going to go skiing,
most skis don't get a lot of rust on them. They're not a
not a high rust.
They're not metal skis.
Okay, I don't know, but yeah,
could they splinter possibly?
Yeah, I wish I would have listened more closely. He's bringing some other stuff too that'll be valuable.
Nice.
It should be obvious, but you cannot pay. You trade for this.
You trade
bring
for
something
it, yeah.
to trade. Don't bring cash just to buy. You got to trade something to get another object.
Radio. There's no cash handed between the patrons.
Yeah. God, there was something else.
It's going to be exciting.
Radio Tradio is going to
have
be,
an auction.
We're really doing it. It is really exciting.
Lance
it
says, is. Do you have an auction? You don't need an auctioneer for Radio
no,
Tradio, right?
No
it's
auctioneer.
Just straight up. You're bartering with the guys,
yeah,
right?
That's it.
So, it's your bartering
if
skills.
If you're someone calling, I got 3 bales of hay. What do you got for me? Yeah. Well, I got a large tank, cattle tank, and I'll trade you for that.
I have a baby pool.
Yes. There you go. I have a baby pool.
That works.
What would you like for that? Yes. Whatever, there's nothing really that's off, you know, off limits either.
I mean, it could be an old
rocking
mower.
Chair.
Mower. Rocking chair is a great idea.
Someone brings down a rocking chair into the station tomorrow,
or a mower. You know, that'd be great to see.
Start it up.
prove that it works.
We'll start the mower in house. We'll start it up in here. Greg will be here to do that. Someone brings a mower down. Greg will start it.
Greg?
Maybe Scooter will come down from the.
He can show us that the mower actually did turn on.
Yes.
We're doing Radio Trading, which is really exciting. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
7:35.
Greg will be here with skis. Is he going to bring down food as well or just the skis tomorrow?
He said that he thinks he has a tea time at 7:40.
This doesn't affect the food situation.
Easy, do not attack.
All of a sudden, Greg's now an avid golfer.
He said
he does golf.
He said that it would be 7:40 tea time. I said, well, you can stick around then for a while. He goes, well, I got to go limber up. Okay.
Well, so he's going to leave the skis here and not barter with somebody.
Trade
was at 7:40.
Yeah.
Oh.
How's he going to do that?
Yeah.
We can't move it up.
We can't pre-barter.
Okay, yeah. Greg, you're listening. Why don't you just not do this golf thing? He thought maybe
take
it's next
golf
week,
off.
Too. He wasn't exactly sure when the tee time
How do you not know when you're...
Date. He says either this Friday or next Friday. I get it.
Is that retirement?
Connor
problems?
Will know his tee time. Connor knows all the tee times on every course in Lincoln.
He's playing tomorrow. He wore a hat, by the way. Yeah. I've never seen him in a hat.
Oh, he's
before.
Really into this golf outfit stuff. He really is. He comes in. Oh, he comes in like
the polo one.
Like Rory every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he played terrible yesterday. Couldn't come out of it. So he doesn't even call himself a golfer.
Couldn't come out.
Just
of
works
it.
At a golf
Look at that
course.
Hat. That was a Titleist hat.
Yeah. So he really
got that smirk on his face.
He tells you, he's interesting because he tells you what, when like there's dignitaries teeing off at Pioneers.
We know a couple.
Shimmick. We know somebody Shimmick. On Friday.
Shimmick is teeing off at Pioneers.
Set 1:30.
We have an assignment. How tan is Ken Shimmick is the assignment for Connor.
Yeah, how tan
Where's his
is
tan
he?
Level at?
Shimmick's got a 1:30 tomorrow.
I told Connor to get a selfie with him.
Please. Yes.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
You have to.
You don't think that's a good thing.
What if we had media there to cover? What if Suits is there to cover it? That'd be sweet.
Now on the tee, Shimmick.
Shimmick.
This is it'd be a human interest story on how he's enjoying retirement.
Which you could write because you do a lot of them.
Human interest story on how Ken Shimmick's enjoying his retirement. Part of that story will be
with Connor.
We follow him for four holes.
Four holes. just
and interview
making
Connor.
Comments and interview Connor
in
while we're walking.
Shots.
Well, interview Connor who's walking along Shimmick.
What do you think of Ken Shimmick?
We're talking to Connor.
Yeah,
we're so Connor's along. Okay, we're not talking to Ken.
Not talking to
directly.
Ken
we're talking. Connor's talking to Ken. We're talking
no,
to Connor.
I would just. He I would just be
Connor.
A source.
Okay. Connor.
He would
Connor,
just be
what
a
is,
source.
Connor, what's Ken saying right now over this putt?
He'd be like, "What was he like when he walked in the clubhouse?" Yeah.
What's his calming phrase when he gets upset?
Yes.
After a missed three-foot putt, what does he say? Is he calm?
It's human
Does
interest.
He laugh it off?
Also, we want to know when he comes in, is he paying for it or is somebody else paying for the round? Is this is somebody else like a dignitary?
Exactly.
Like that.
Who's he playing with?
Yeah. Is he playing with Pillen?
Right.
Maybe it's
Could
Pillen
be.
Coming out.
Or somebody. Yeah. I mean, is he playing with another dignitary? Yeah. That's all very interesting. That's human interest. I'll tell you, what's not human interest is all this CSC talk. And oh, my God. Like, do we have to do that again
Legal
today?
Stuff.
Oh, my Legal. God. Play fly.
Give it to me.
Play fly, play fair, play Kate, play boy.
Play dough.
Play dough.
Play fair.
God. Yeah. God, no, we can get into it.
Legal stuff is boring.
I had an interesting day. I was summoned.
Summoned?
Summoned, but I do it quarterly. I go out to the National Guard, and Moose has Moose, me yeah. out.
I
and
do I it just, quarterly.
What you just yes, learned was
quarterly.
You
know, and I go out there. I go out there, and I just kind of walk the grounds. And
for
just,
what reason?
Just see how morale. I check morale around the grounds. I check on anything. They ask me anything.
Like an ambassador for the National Guard.
Well, he's the rural ambassador, too, you know.
And I look at, you know, national safety issues. What we might look into, things I see where it might be a weakness. And so I
really?
Go, yes, I go over that with them. Then anything.
Is this a paid position?
Non-paid, no. And then anything helicopter-based also, because we've done that.
We right? have, we sure
so
have.
So now that I'm kind How of you forget? Kind of an expert in the area. So thank you to the National Guard. They treated me great and had a nice day out there. And I think right now that the state is safe.
Do Good.
You? The borders are
where,
safe.
Where is this at?
Was that up at the airport or the What's one that? On...
Right by the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, right by the
airport. The one
yeah.
that we went out to?
We did something yeah. on East Campus one yes. time as well.
Oh, no. This is the big campus.
By the airport. We did it.
It was great.
Where the helicopter ride was
when
at.
When I pulled
the
up
Chinook.
And gave him my ID, they're like, your paperwork's here. Proceed. Oh, yeah. My paperwork was already advanced.
Wow.
Yeah, it was at the guard station.
You yes. do this quarterly?
Quarterly. I head out there. Just like I said, it's fun to see the guys. Just check morale. I'll tell you, listen, I don't know. Guys seem a little down. Maybe they need a
what?
A day off or an extra meal or something.
Were they trying to get you in the helicopter again, Bill?
No, we wouldn't do that.
Was that guy there?
No. Paul. That no. was Paul. Be cool, Paul.
Yeah, be Paul. Cool. Be cool, Paul. Paul came Paul went after us.
He did.
Anyway, the guard is in great shape. And then last night, Worlds Collided also had to go to an event at Lincoln East, and Ron Runyon's there.
From Vision Mechanical.
Vision Mechanical was there. It was incredible. The
Ron, Why was he there?
The Rhonda Revelle of HVAC.
Yeah.
Was there.
What was Runyon doing?
Was that his daughter attends. It was a Powder Puff football game that Gigi was participating in.
And so, what is that exactly?
Just girls playing flag football.
Okay.
And so it was a sanctioned event. And so we were there at East. I had a chance to see Ron Runyon. And also like that, the number of times, he's so polite. He's like, can I take this call? Well, he's got people calling him for jobs. And so Runyon's taking... calls at the time.
This person really wants to work for me. I have to answer.
He was getting your permission.
He'd ask me. Yes.
Is it okay if I take this?
Well, he knows that he has to.
Did you say Jesus, Paul? Ron. Ron.
Paul's not National Guard.
It's not Paul Runyon. It's not Paul Bunyan. It's Ron Runyon. God.
Why did I think it was Paul? I don't know.
Well,
but anyway.
Paul is the guy at the National yeah, Guard. This yeah, is Ron Runyon at Vision Mechanical.
We're crossing a lot of lines.
We are. That's
here,
true. Yeah. That's fair.
Ron Runyon.
Yeah, so he took him. He's so polite. Can I take this call? And his people calling because he's got jobs up to almost 2040.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
He's doing very well.
Yeah, God, that's security.
Yes. But he has time to be at the event, though. It's
he,
still
he
great,
He did
though.
Show up. He supports his family. Mm-hmm. Great family man.
Probably very organized.
Yes, he is very organized.
God dang, you are out at the National Guard, out at the airport.
Yes. It's nice. I going through security. You feel like right away, it's like, okay, what if all of a sudden something goes down? Here I am. What if all of a sudden I'm deployed? If all of a sudden, get in line. Grab a backpack.
Where'd Bill go?
He was down at the guard.
Check with the guard.
Would you be ready
check
for
with
that?
The guard.
I'd be ready for it. He got caught in a pickle.
Would you be ready?
He's on his way to Afghanistan.
Wow. Where'd Bill go?
Where'd Bill go? They're doing the show
Laura,
remote.
Laura, where's Bill?
Oh, anyway, so that was my idle chit chat.
That's pretty good. You were out there for how long?
A couple of hours.
Wow.
Did okay, involve yeah. a meal.
What's that? No meals. There was some offerings of candy.
Yeah.
There was that.
You turned that down?
Yeah, I did. I turned Bill. It down. I was, well, I wanted to stay focused on the task at
that's
hand.
True. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
So we made it to Thursday.
Yes.
That's good. That's
one
4 days.
One day out from, well, this is Radio Tradio Eve.
It right? is.
We have a new feature on Friday called Radio Trade.
For Bill's Thrills.
Yes.
Please bring your items and trade them tomorrow. Not no cash. It is a
and they can
item
also,
for item trade.
They can also trade on the show, meaning they don't have to bring it in. So if someone says, hey, I got so-and-so, we'll connect you. If someone says, I got a tackle box
yes.
and somebody else wants a socket set.
Yeah, they don't have to bring it here.
Yeah. If they did, it'd be better. You know, if you
like to see the, what the, you know, the deal go down,
but
don't
you
we?
See what
and
Bill's
item.
Saying?
Yeah, I do. I get it.
We're just a conduit to
we're the hub.
Yeah,
we're the hub
for people to hook up.
That's understandable.
Yes.
Last night I almost broke my TV.
Was it Royals?
Yeah.
Royals baseball.
Oh, no.
Can I give
seriously?
You, can I give you a stat?
Okay, here we go.
No, I'm going to give you a stat
George
real quick.
George Brett.
No, here's a stat. Last year, the Royals were 13-1 against the White Sox. The White Sox had one of the worst seasons in MLB history last year. 13-1.
That's pretty good.
This year, they're 2-4 against them. Lost last night. Lost the series. Going to get swept today. It's all over. Joke of a season. Joke of a team.
Don't
joke
do
of a
this.
Franchise.
You get yourself in trouble.
No, he's doing.
No,
he's doing
no,
the reverse
no,
psychology.
This
again,
team,
I'm leaving early.
This team stinks. They have no clutch bone, clutch factor. They're starting pitching
bone.
Is falling
clutch
apart.
That could be something. You think about, hey, Connor, see if we can get that. If we can get that trademarked,
clutch bone.
He lacks the clutch.
They
bone.
Don't. They yeah. can't. They can't hit when they have to. They can't pitch anymore. And then they just. They had a nice little run, and it's over. Back to last place. Back to. They're hopeless. The division sucks, and they suck.
Back to last.
Back to last. Yep. Last alone.
How many games out?
I think they're 4 or 4.5
okay,
games back.
Okay, we're fine.
No, we're fine.
I'll tell you
they
what,
were a
could,
half game.
A week ago was a lot more fun.
It, well, yeah. It's
Jake.
Not, right now, they sit at 4 games back at 19-24. Just crap.
Well,
it's a waste of time.
It is bad ball.
But they're 2-4 against the White Sox. The White Sox. 13-1 last year. 2-4 against them this year. Season's canceled. It's all over.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Cancel it.
It's done.
What if they did cancel it? Just say the Royals would say, we're going to opt out for the rest of the year.
I would understand. I'd say, thank you. For the sake of your fans who are going through it, we appreciate this. Thank you.
Jake's upset.
Going 6-5 loss. Back-to-back nights, 6-5. L's to the White Sox.
Legitimately upset.
Oh, I was pissed about through the remote of the TV.
Oh, don't do that.
Very close to doing it.
Don't do that.
Today, also, if you want to watch... The PGA Championship starts today in Philadelphia. Good chance to see Matt Rhule on the scene. It's in Philadelphia. Aronimink Golf Course. He's at the Masters. Maybe he'll be at the PGA Championship as well.
Maybe.
He's from Philly.
Yeah.
It's his stomping grounds. I would be surprised if we didn't see Rhule on the, on the
got
grounds.
Got extra spending money
at
we
the
found
PGA
out
Championship.
Yesterday.
This is the second major.
This is the second major. It used to be in August. They said it kind of gets buried in the football shuffle of August. So... moved it up a couple years ago to May.
I don't like it. I like it in August. I mean, they only have, it's like a 2-month window. It's like April and by what the opens in early June and then the
British opens in July. Yeah.
It's not the British Open. It's the Open.
Yeah, the Open Championship.
Dumbest thing I've also heard,
US
too.
Open is in June, and that's in July. And then,
it was the British Open for like 400 years, and all of a sudden now they changed the name.
Well, they moved the Players' Championship up from May to March. So that happens in mid-March. Then the Masters in April. Then, of course, now it's the PGA in May. As Bill said, US Open in June, British Open Championship
just call British
in
Open.
July. And then it's done. August is like, well, I mean, we're playing tournaments, but the majors are over.
When the majors
had
are
enjoyed
over,
the open.
When it's not leading up to something, I don't like it. What if they change the name of the Super Bowl to the Awesome Bowl? Why not?
Just change
the name.
Change things for
just
the hell of it.
Change the name.
Awesome Bowl.
Do it the Awesome Bowl.
No.
Let's do it. And let's have it on a Thursday
the awesome
night.
Bowl.
Let's have it on a Monday night.
The Awesome Bowl.
On Monday nights.
Surprised it hasn't happened. Actually, that's not.
Don't put it
past the PGA. And who would you?
No, you
pick.
Take Scheffler, you take
God, so
Rory, you take Xander Schauffele, guys. You would
see. I don't think you take Rory
Cam
at
Young,
all. He's
Cam
won,
Young,
he's had 2 wins in the last 2 years, both the Masters.
I think he's still hungry. Now I understand that premise. Like, how much does the guy need? He's already won all the majors, but
how do you just whip that off the top of your head?
Trying to just sports. I'm into sports now.
I think Cam Young. Watch out for that name. He's played some really good golf the last month or two.
Cam Young.
Okay.
Yeah.
And obviously, never push back Scottie Scheffler. If there's a major, he's always involved. Always involved.
Cam Young. Is that Y-O-U-N-G or J-U-N-G?
That's American Cam Young, okay. Y-O-U-N-G, yes.
Yeah, there's no silent R or anything in there.
That's tease off this morning anytime soon in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly. So
Aronimink Golf Club.
Is that in the outside Philly?
Yes. I don't know what part, but I don't know Philly very well, but it's in the Philly area.
Probably not in the downtown.
No, I don't think it's downtown Philly.
Okay.
Anything else I don't chit chat
sports? No.
Thought I had something, but I forgot.
I don't.
Anything with that update with Trixie?
Yeah, people are curious.
People have been curious about that one, like since you guys have started to make that.
Nothing.
Nothing really. No. So right now you're just kind of playing it cool, like one of those things, like you're just acting like you never got divorced, just kind of walking around the house.
No,
like,
no, it's not that. No, mom. No, everything's cool, though.
Everything's cool.
Yeah.
Bullet's good.
Let's just keep it that way.
Bullet's good.
Does she have any idea
there might be a truckload of random stuff coming to her garage?
That's problematic because she's doing some kind of project.
Steve, what is this?
Yes.
She's doing some kind of project.
Is that what she says?
It's Steve.
Is that she's calling you
she
Steve?
She did do some. Yes, she does.
It'd be Steve.
Steve?
You're one of the few people that do.
You come, what's in the garage over Steve? Here?
My God, there is.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
There's one thing maybe sometime I would share it that she did recently. It was bizarre.
You have to. No.
No, I can't.
You've upset the breakers.
No, because it would
breakers
no.
Text in. Do no. You want to hear Steve's story?
It would lead to too much. It's one of those. It's an incident that would lead to too many questions. So let's not do this. I'll do it one
Thanks.
Day.
That's a great story. That's great radio.
That's
there.
A way to leave off.
That's a great radio.
A lot
there.
Of imagination there.
I would just say, just keep listening to our show because someday in the next 6 months, I'll share
this. Well, there we go. 6 months of teases right there.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for the ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com. Joey and the team in Bertrand.
Drones, using some drones to see your fields. Joey manages.
Joey's using drones.
He manages the drone system. He's like an air traffic controller. Yes, air traffic. Gets a chance to get some visual shots of the field.
This is the first mention of drones.
Drones, it's the first time that's really come up, yes. And so he's advanced like that. Now, he's not doing them for stupid stuff where they kind of like people fly them over your head just to bother you. You know, like that, Joey, he might do that to his wife maybe or something like in the 4th of July, but generally it's for work. And the kids don't get to jack around with them.
4th of July, little drone action.
Have you ever had that? Have you ever had the drone?
No.
You ever had a drone all of a sudden show
You're
up?
Buzzing your wife's head with the drone. That's what we're doing on the 4th.
I was walking sugar and somebody did the drone and came kind of hovered over me. And I'm like, I would love to knock that thing down. Oh, I would love
to. I'm surprised you
if
did.
If I could shoot it. Oh, if I could have. If I could shoot it out of the air.
Well, how close was it to you? Like right by your head?
Is it close here to the ceiling?
Do you know who was operating it?
No idea.
That's weird.
There's nothing I would love more than somebody going like, I'm looking at you, and then just shoot it out of the air. I would love it.
This is pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I would do it.
Bring a baseball bat, just hit that
pretty,
thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's like this. Hold
that's
it.
That's just weird.
Yeah. So
who does that?
So you're okay if someone's just looking in your picture window? And
very
He's just
odd.
Having fun. He's just having fun.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. It's not wrong.
That's not right.
I would be uncomfortable if I was walking and there was a drone above me. I would say,
that's a no-go.
That doesn't happen often, though, does it?
No, I wouldn't say it happens on a daily basis where a drone follows me and shoots around.
If there was... You might want to look into that.
It's like, I'd get the National Guard involved in that.
The guard
I would.
We have a problem.
Morale.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Right after our show ended yesterday, there was an article from Pete Nichols of On3. Going around about Anthony Calandria. He had a sit-down.
Going around.
With Nebraska's quarterback for the upcoming season. I have no problem with what Anthony said, but it's just off-season fodder for people. At the end of the article with Nakos and Calandria, he says, I didn't come here to just win 7 or 8 games. I came here to compete for a national championship, to get in the playoff. Mm-hmm. Being the Heisman race himself. I don't see any problem with what he said. I think you go to any school to try to win it all, right? You don't say to anybody, I'm just here to win 7 or 8 games. I don't know why people were so...
Well, how many were people,
in the air
was
about
it like, people upset?
Like
they,
9 people?
They said,
like
oh,
9?
It was the eye rolling. Oh, here we go again. Nebraska football in the offseason, just talking about the national championship, talking about the playoff and getting involved.
I wonder if he, you think.
There's a lot of eye rolls on this one.
My guess is he's not even aware of the level of cynicism that would hear that
yes,
would
that's
accompany.
The cynicism word, yes.
Yeah.
Well, right away, I mean, if someone says, I would imagine, just let's just reverse it. Why'd you come here? He's trying to get him to win 7.
Yeah, we got to get to a bowl.
That'd be a story.
If we get back to that Vegas bowl and we prepare better, we think we can win that this year.
Yeah, maybe we get a team that's not quite as good as Utah.
Maybe get a team that's not as good or as physical, and then we'll be
fine.
Is
that what you want to hear?
Yeah, that what you want to hear?
Exactly. Yeah. You can't please the masses right now because they don't know what they want to hear.
Masses. I like that.
What I wonder is if Calandria even knows – if he would have any idea that those kind of comments would elicit eye rolls and cynicism. He might not. And I hope he doesn't. And probably more importantly, I hope he doesn't care. He can't afford to care about it. It's not his deal. So, no, that was good. I thought the key numbers to keep in mind when Calandria becomes part of the discussion is the numbers that I keep in mind all the time are 649. And 31. 649 is what he rushed for. 31 starts. That's the good side. And that's what you hope becomes the good side for Nebraska. And I think he'll be an exciting player. And by the way, if you're wondering why didn't we do this story, it's weird out there now, the way this stuff works. His agency reached out to Nakos to do the story. It's weird now. It's an odd world out there. And I don't know if he'd get paid for that. I don't know. But anyway, that's that. It was
apparently he had a failed visit to Florida State. We know that?
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Now, that was worded.
He was in for a quarter. This is from Nichols' article. Midway through January, Calandria needed a home and Matt Rhule needed a quarterback because Kenny Minchie flipped to Kentucky. And
it says after a failed visit to Florida State. After a failed visit to Florida State, the UNLV transfer was still in search of a landing spot.
Did he go to Florida State or was it failed? Like he didn't, there was hoping to
like
go
the
to
plane
Florida
broke
State.
Down or something. I don't know.
The way it's worded, it's not very clear. What does a failed visit to Florida State look like?
I'm glad you raised that. The only person that could answer it is Nakos. I didn't understand that. If maybe the parties didn't, is it just the parties?
I hate to speculate.
Maybe the parties couldn't reach a deal. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He may have been on campus and didn't work out. That happens.
Yeah.
So
it might have been that.
Yeah.
The other thing was he said that he wanted to commit before Bo Pribula.
That's right.
He's been through the transfer process. Maybe he learned, look, if we're going to do it, let's just do it. And then if I wait, Missouri's Bo Pribula might actually become Nebraska's guy. So he just, when he was on campus, Calandria, he pulled the trigger, right?
Yes, Pribula ended up going to Virginia after that.
Bo Pribula.
Why did he leave Missouri? Was he told to leave?
Bo?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why I called him Bo. I have never met him.
Yeah.
we mentioned him only a couple times ever on the show.
Yeah. Bo Pribula. Why did he leave Missouri? Because he probably got beat out, right?
But he was kind of their guy most of the year, and then he got injured. But I don't know. Like I said, interesting take.
Calandria is probably, somebody had this conversation yesterday. Is Calandria Nebraska's most marketable player right now? There's not a long list of that.
I mean, who do you go defensively?
Why? Nobody.
Nobody defensively stands out. I don't think any, it probably is
Corey Barney would be.
Him or Calandria?
Yeah. That'd be, I think.
It'd be Calandria just by position.
Yeah, agreed.
Hasn't been here very long. Interesting. But he's QB. He got that QB tag.
Quote from Calandra says, quote, I'm here at Nebraska to win football games. I'm putting my head down. I'm going to work my ass off. My teammates see that. At the end of the day, I want to make everyone around me better. I want to uplift everyone's game. We had a great spring, and we're ready to win football games. He calls Kwazi Gilmer a stud. Mm. Says Quinn Clark's going to be a big piece of the offense, and Ja'Cory Barney is a really good player. And also, Jamal Rule could have a very big impact for this year for Nebraska at the running back position.
That was a fairly revealing comment about Quinn Clark. Quinn Clark, who had how many catches last year, Jake? Look at quick. Not more than, he wasn't in double digits. So, and then Quinn Clark was one of the guys that, see, built a new world. I don't think they were doing this in 2019. Like, Calandria took a group of receivers to Florida, paid for it to train with him, and they were Ja'Cory Barney. Jake, you're going to have to help me. Ja'Cory Barney and Isaiah Hunter, Quinn Clark, and who was that? Who had been the fourth one?
Is it Cortez Mills?
No.
No. I don't see it on here. Sorry, my phone glitched out on me.
Damn it. Hold on. But anyway, it was revealing that Quinn Clark went with them, which tells you he's definitely one of their top four. Or maybe there was some lack of travel availability, but that probably not. Quinn Clark is going to be big. You couldn't find his stats.
No.
It's not hard to do. You type in Quinn Clark.
Sometimes technology lets you down. My phone is having a heart attack over here, basically. I don't know what's going on. Spazzing out on me.
Quinn Clark had five catches.
I don't have any stats for us over here.
I got it. Clark, five catches for 132 yards. Commit that to memory.
Five catches.
Yeah, five catches for 132 yards. He will probably catch 30 passes this year at a minimum.
Okay. Bill just perked up.
Okay, he's here we go.
30.
This falls
so
right
from
into
five to this is Heinrich Harburg territory, isn't it? Isn't
it? No. Hold on.
The key to victory in year one was Arik Gilbert.
For one and a half.
That was your.
I gave him. But he wasn't.
It was
one.
We'll
never know.
To two games.
We'll never know. No. Here's the guy. Hey, by the way,
yeah,
back,
we'll never know.
We got back up to the guys who went with Calandria to Florida. Barney. Gilmer is Gilmer. I just left out Kwazi Gilmer. And Isaiah Hunter and Quinn Clark. Clark's a big part of the plan. 30? That might be a little aggressive. 25? Yep. How about 25?
Still a lot. From 5 to 30 is quite a leap there, Sip.
Well, he's one of their top four. He should get to 25.
I'm
right?
not saying that you're not wrong. That's a huge leap, though.
They're going to throw it a lot, right? A lot of RPO.
Is that what you're thinking? A lot of RPOs? That we were thinking.
Hey, Maryland, by the way. I did a Maryland preview.
Yeah, what did we learn about this?
You talked to Locksley?
That interests me a lot more than who went to Florida a month ago.
You talked to Locksley?
No, it was not a month ago. It was more recently than that. But I did not talk to Locksley.
I wish you did.
Yeah, call Locks.
Well, we would like to talk to Locksley.
Maryland's not in a good way there. They're not. I'm not going to try to sell.
Besides returning production.
They return, yeah.
They do.
All those returners.
65, yeah. Now it's the old
school. Why do you
school.
Think they're
here, okay, they returned 65% of their total snaps from a team that was 1-8 in the Big Ten. Yeah. So is that, you feel good?
I mean,
is that good or bad? I don't know. They did have a lot of freshmen playing last year, and they feel good about that 2025 freshman class, but it didn't light the world on fire. They do have a lot back on defense. I think their defense is better than their offense. 70% of their defensive snaps are back. But the guy I talked to, and he's great. God dang. He was excellent. I'm not saying we would have him on. He works for Black and Gold. It's called Black and Gold.
What was his vibe? Just
6-6.
6-6?
6-6. He thinks they can get to 6-6.
Did you ask him at the Maryland fade if that's something they talk about?
I did not.
There?
How do you not ask that?
I did
if
not.
He's on the show, we're bringing it up.
I don't know
they
if we
can't
need
hide from that. It's a real thing.
His name is Ahmed Ghaffur. I don't know that he's that. He's not that. Yeah, he does podcasts, though, so maybe we
yeah, we're
going to
ask
him
the Maryland fade.
Yeah. We could have him on. It's not a pretty picture, really. They had a lot of trouble last year with drops. Now they revamped their. I didn't know they had that problem. I guess I don't watch enough Maryland
gloves
football.
Or
don't think
what
you
do.
Terrapin football.
Well, they just they have all new receivers. Mm-hmm. Now, the three receivers that they had, their leaders last year, all went to the NFL as undrafted free agents. Mm-hmm. So they're counting on a guy named Chris Duer from Wyoming, a transfer. Mm-hmm. Chris Duer, 5'10", 173. Mm-hmm. He's their dude. He's the key transfer. A guy from Wyoming named Chris Duer. And then they have a kid named Naheem Gladding from Old Dominion. He's their second dude. And then they have their typical Maryland dude on the outside, 6'5", 200. They always have a guy like that. Or two. His name is Caleb Webb. But they
need to mark this day, because if they come in here and the guy from Wyoming has like 12
yeah,
catches,
and we're just dogging him right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and
you're
just
dogging him.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You said 5'10", 170 from Wyoming.
Wyoming, that's their guy.
Wyoming guy.
Wyoming, that's their guy.
That's their dude. Yeah.
Did you think I was dogging him?
Yeah, he had a tone of dogging.
And their number two guy's from Old Dominion. Yeah, so yeah,
I'm
a little skeptical.
You went after the turtle pretty hard.
So if Chris Duer has a big game, we're coming back to May 14th.
That's fair.
6 yeah. o'clock
That's
hour.
That's fair.
All right, mark it down, Connor.
Yeah,
Duer had 45 catches at Wyoming last year, 469 yards. So Loxley went and got a guy from Wyoming, and went and got a bigger guy, a 6 foot, 200 pounder from Old Dominion. They went and got. I didn't look at him yet. I'll do my scouting on their four interior defensive linemen.
That's the big thing I'd like to know. Because if they sign 4D linemen that are at least serviceable, that's a great job by them.
They brought in 4D linemen, interior D linemen.
I imagine their thought process was four to get two. Get four, two of these guys, between the four, they play as two. That's kind of the deal. Hey, we're going to split reps, and that's what we're going to get out of them. But if they do... If you go look down and go on, hey, they're pretty decent at D line. These new guys coming in, that's interesting. Just for the fact that Nebraska didn't, that was an area we didn't
exactly.
add. That's why.
My ears perked up. I was like, oh, they got four. Yeah.
Now at the same time, maybe like you said, we don't need them. You know, that we're fine on the D line, so we didn't need. So I don't know what that is either.
Right, and I don't. You don't even know how good they are. I mean, I'll check them out. I just haven't had a chance. Yeah. A lot of CSC
people
talk.
Think you've cursed us against Chris Duer. Now he's gonna have the 10 catch game is coming. Just no, Chris Duer's about to destroy Nebraska. Just
Bennett Sturt.
Yeah.
Little Chris Duer. Just
oh no, there it is. He just can't help himself.
Can't. Oh yeah, from Cheyenne.
Little dude.
Thank you for the Maryland
Troy Edwards
preview.
2.0. God, Sipway's got 17 catches.
He's just 5'10", 170. Come on.
The lead story on ESPN.
Chris Duer tears apart
catches.
Nebraska.
For 390. And a punt return.
There he goes.
There he goes. Duer again.
Can't stop him.
I tell you right now, when they get here, I can't wait. That's all I want to hear about. I'll be texting you during the warm-ups. You're watching warm-ups. What's he look like?
Hey, what's Chris Duer look like? A bunch of one-handed catches out here.
He's their guy.
Just showing off.
He's their
guy.
Well,
I have to always push back a little bit in general that your numbers, I think, or your thoughts are good. But then, you know, Torrey comes here from Montana, FCS, plays Samari. Well. It makes an active roster in the NFL
next year.
So, always easy.
There's the pushback. That's rightful pushback there.
Oh, it is.
Someone says, who's your top cornerback right now? Where's he from? Idaho. Andrew Marshall.
Yeah, exactly.
Not from
Exactly. Sips playing. Oh, yeah, this is
interesting. You know, he likes the power
imagine
team.
Imagine the Maryland guy doing his podcast. Well, they went and got a corner. From Idaho.
Yeah, this is mocking the breast.
It's fair. That's a fair take.
Yep.
I don't know why. Yeah, I just that's
this
the way.
The Wyoming tag. You just can't.
You went after Maryland as if they're showing up like there's going to be like circus clown music playing.
No, I didn't.
That's how you describe Maryland.
Lox is in trouble.
Yeah.
Your exact words are, right now.
I talked to someone there. Not good.
That's true.
Exact words. Not
that's
good.
True. That's
they have a receiver from Wyoming.
I told them.
That's the what I mean. When I hung up the phone, my thought was that. Oh, they're not. It's not great. Now we talked about it, but real fast. The Virginia Tech game is gigantic for Lox. They got to win it. Virginia Tech with Franklin.
James Franklin.
Yeah, comes into Maryland. In his first year. Now, if he beats eighth-year Maryland coach Loxley steals a lot of recruiting thunder in that DMV.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then his quote, Amir's quote, Ahmed Gaffier's quote.
From Maryland.
Yeah. He said, I mean, I've had a lot of high school coaches tell me that if Maryland loses, that's probably the end for Lox. Loxley would have a lot less juice to
the
sell.
The man has somehow survived an eight-game skid as of right now. He's lost eight straight games, did not get fired.
Yeah, barely.
He's still there, though.
God, Bill, that league. You know their best defensive player or their leading tackler? He's an inside linebacker, 6'5", 230. I would tell Anthony Calandria, okay, now you don't take off running. In this league, you will see 6'5", 230-pound middle linebackers. I don't think you saw that in the Mountain West. But I'll tell you something about Calandria. He did not like that question I asked in the spring about, can you run in the Big Ten compared to the Mountain? They don't want to hear that.
What did he say back to you? You recall?
But he just kind of brushed it off. Like it was almost like, come on.
Football's football.
Little reporter. I mean, I can handle it.
Yeah.
You know.
From Columbus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to start looking stuff about you. Yeah, I know about you, Sip.
Yeah.
From Columbus, of the Platte.
Son of the Platte.
GI Independent back in the day.
Traveling the country, bowling. Moving all the way from Columbus to Lincoln, and then moving to Lincoln.
I was in Grand Island.
Oh, sorry. You did the Grand Island for a summer.
And then back to
Lincoln. I was in Grand Island
for six months. 6 months into half a year back to Lincoln, back to the big city.
That's incredible.
6 months. Well traveled. Incredible.
I think I've moved 30 times.
I know.
I have.
I know. Lives are completely different.
Well, before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where should the Breakers go this morning?
Early Bird.
Open right now till 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th and K with free and spacious parking.
Maryland Bird.
They've got
Der Bird.
Wyoming last year team Bird.
They've got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. Early Bird open until 2 p.m. every day of the week.
Got some guy from Wyoming.
And K. When we come back, if you are the Niners, prepare to be on a plane for a lot of miles this year. I'll tell you why next in Early Break in the Ticket.